Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah, Christmas Day. No murder miles to make. And with no bakeries open, the pubs shut, and with no coffee shops whose electricity I can abuse, nowhere to go. Ah, yes, it's a time of rest after a busy year. With nothing to research, write or edit. And more importantly, Eva in a Jägerbomb-induced coma. Dribbling neat whiskey. Snoring like a B-2 bomber dropping a payload of Z-bombs. And popping off fiery body burps like an Iraqi oil field. Ah, what a classy woman. It's my day to enjoy as I see fit. None of this obligatory, oh well, it's Christmas, so we must make ourselves feel as miserable and knackered as possible shit. By paying as brisk a visit as you can stomach to those inherited inebriates you can barely abide. By eating rich-inducing foods you wouldn't contemplate putting even near your gob on any other day of the year, such as sprouts and cranberry sauce. I rest my case. By wearing flimsy paper hats, whose only purpose seems to be to soak up your head sweat and then fall apart in 6 seconds flat. And then to spend the remainder of what should be a lovely day by cooking, cleaning, arguing, avoiding the religious guff, the royal speech, and then heading off to find batteries for the kids' toys. Well, I say balls to that. That's why I spend Christmas Day by myself. Families hog the other 364 days of the year. But Christmas Day is mine, to enjoy exactly as I want to. There's none of this, "Wah! I want to watch Frozen!" for the billionth time that week. My Christmas Day is spent doing exactly what I want to do, with no compromises. I once spent Christmas Day drinking White Russians in a tiger onesie whilst watching zombie movies. I once spent it cheering up two friends who were going through marital problems. I spent one giving out presents to the homeless, as there are actually people in the world who actually look forward to receiving socks. One Christmas I saved a trapped horse, and another I spent being buffeted in a tent in the blustery wilds of the Welsh mountains, only to get legless around a fire with six strangers who later became really good friends. Christmas should be your special day. And this year, mine is the epitome of the lazy man's perfect Christmas. Right now, I'm slumped on the sofa in my PJs. I've shoveled six French Francis into my face before I was even awake. My second bacon butty is already in my belly. The log fire is roaring away. And I've snaffled a cheeky beer from Eva's secret supply. I mean, I say secret supply, it's a tanker of super strength Czechoslovakian beer with the words, "Eva's grog, do not drink on pain of death," scrawled down the side. That woman. Anyway, let's hope for a nice quiet day. without the usual cast of Murder Mile characters to ruin my Christmas fun. Ah, yes. It's just a nice, peaceful Christmas day. No noise, no visitors, nothing. You know, all I want is some peace and quiet today, with no interruptions. Except maybe from one Christmassy person.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ooh, boys and girls. Who could that be?
Ooh.
I'll give you a clue. He's fat. He's jolly. He's unfathomably popular. He works at best one day a year, if you can call it work. And typically, being an incompetent clod, he's inexplicably in a position of power, even though he's currently wedged up a chimney.
Bah! Bluff and bluster!
Is that Santa? I bloody hope so.
Even better. Fwah! It's Santibos.
Oh, for flip's sake. It's Britain's current, former, and given how hopeless the British government has been this year, possibly former Prime Minister of the Year, Month or Week, you decide. The Shagger-in-Chief, Adam de Pfeffel, Bojo the Clown Johnson. Ugh.
Well, hello. All hail Santibos. Regardless of whether it's Christmas or not, Westminster's very own Father Clitoris, the Kris Kringle in Pringle, the Nicholas St. Nicholas, the Pierre Noel with the unruly prong, and the fat posh cad who puts the sin in Sinterklaas. As a Crinklemas treat, I shall slide down your chimney with my bulging sack. I shall come in your back entrance, and with a characteristic Bojo swiftness and an unbelievably weak denial that it was even me, I shall leave a little present for all the good little girls, and especially the bad ones. I say, rather!
Hang on, Bojo. You're the new Santa?
Fwah! Jobs for the boys, what? Besides, as I'm no longer PM, and who is? Fwah! As an ordinary man of the people, who just so happens to be a millionaire Etonian from German nobility, I wanted to give something back to the people. And by people, I mean women. And by give, I mean...
Yes, all right, Bojo, we get it. You're a horn dog and you've got a hot sausage. Just relax.
But Mozza, you don't understand. Being PM meant I was limited to just 6 affairs a week. But now, as I'm a multimillionaire unemployed playboy, Boz's boner is banging like a woodpecker's head at a thrash metal concert. Wah! And given that it's Christmas, and it's always better to give than to receive, wah, where's all the totty, Baldy?
Totty? First off, that's very sexist.
Yeah! As the king of the Gaffield Gafffest, I bat away scandal like I bat away ugly totty. And when I say ugly, I mean any woman without a pulse. Woof woof! Although, when in Rome, fwah!
Ugh! And secondly, Bojo, the only woman on this boat is Eva.
Gulpus tremulatus! Fwah! Bojo's scared! Bojo very scared!
And rightfully so, as a loyal servant to Lady Eva. If you don't treat her with a maximum of respect, she'll rip it off and she'll ram it up where the sun don't shine. And not in a good way.
Is there a bad way?
Bojo, seriously, I can't help but ask. Was it merely a coincidence that just weeks after you stopped being the Prime Minister, the world population exceeded 8 billion?
Wah, by jingo!
Yeah, I thought so. Bye-bye, Bojo.
Wah, bye-bye, Baldy. Oh, look, Randy Coot. Rather. Wah!
Cripes. So much for my nice, quiet Christmas day. I guess it can't get any worse. Can it? Can it? I wonder who that is. Hi, it's Mike.
Hiya, Acast here.
Oh, hello, Acast.
So, Mac.
Mike.
Mac?
Mike.
Mac.
Yeah, whatever. What do you want?
Well, as you know, we at Acast are big fans of your show, insert name of show, which is called Muffler Mile?
Close.
Murmur Piles?
Closer.
Learner Smiles?
Oh, look, it'll have to do.
Well, anyway, that is our favourite insert genre type podcast. It is fun / sad / tragic, delete as appropriate. And as we love the way you insert generic line about the podcast, but mostly because my dad wrote a porno as quit, we're giving you an advert. Oh!
What? Really?
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas, Mark. Here it is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Acast. You actually delivered me an advert.
Oh, yes, Mac. And now, I'm certain that having listened to that ad, your listener, singular, is currently rushing out to buy such a desirable product.
Really? You think there's a market for an unbreakable mattress?
Wah, rather!
I stand corrected.
So, Mac, as a Christmas treat, we just wanted to say how much we value you and your podcast. The Guffer's Bile? But sadly, insert tears. Owing to the economic blah blah blah, we're all having to tighten our belts, and we can only pay you 0.00000001 pence minus tax.
Aha, I see. So we're all making sacrifices, are we?
Oh, yes. Of course, Mark. All of us at Aircast have been reduced to just one vodka jelly shot ping pong paddle per desk. Just the very smallest Olympic-sized kung fu sushi salon making just 6 endangered species a day into edible artworks like replicas of the Mona Lisa for our modest 6-hour lunch breaks. And when we get too stressed from working 3 whole minutes a month, We can only kick 3 podcasters per hour in the nuts, or the flaps, as we're an equal opportunity slave trader. And we all have to use the same ruby-encrusted mincer, as designed by Banksy, to cut up our daily diet of 80 kilos of Colombian nose candy. Let me just tell you, it's hardship, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really struggling.
And as for the Aircast Christmas party, which sadly, insert wobbly voice, you and the other less successful podcasters aren't invited to, again. It's been reduced to just a 26-day champagne bang-bang nuclear fiesta across just 62 countries, featuring hardly half of Hollywood's A-list celebrities being flogged to death in our diamond-encrusted cocaine rollercoaster donkey sex dungeon. Times are hard, Mark. So it's just a modest affair this year, which would barely make even the weakest Saudi oil sleazebags weep.
Fwah! Or as I called it during lockdown, Wine Time Friday. Oh, come on, chaps. COVID aside, how else was I meant to get all of the Tory typing totty pregnant in a pandemic?
Anyway, Mark, it was lovely to talk to you. And as I said, we're big fans of the Turda smile. But anyway, I've got to go. I'm so busy, you know. Hey guys, don't fire up the 10-ton opium slalom yet. George Clooney's bumhole is facing the wrong way. Wahey!
Classic Acast. I'm pretty sure all of their Christmases will be white and snortable. Anyway, Christmas Day hasn't quite gone to plan. I haven't found the peace I was seeking. But if I sit here, alone on my boat and keep really quiet, maybe I can enjoy these mince pies, all individually flavoured with various ales and stouts, like Beamish, Caffrey's, Director's, and even...
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Police Constable Arsenal Guinness of Metropolitan Plot.
Ah, well, that's a surprise.
Christmas felicitations to you, sir, on this season of good tidings, festive cheer, and all the trimmings. Especially those which come in a black, velvety pint glass with a smooth, silky head.
Would you like a can, officer?
Oh, no, sir. Never while I'm on duty.
I see. And when are you off duty?
About now. Oh, lovely. Merry Christmas. And now I'm back on duty.
Aha. So, anyway, how's your year been, officer?
Oh, terrible. As you know, unofficially, I was officially part of the official unofficial protection squad for the lovely Princess Kate. My job, what I did, was to ensure her security in the shower, the bedroom, while she's dressing, undressing, and sunbathing as she slowly slathers the moisturiser onto her lovely skin, which is as pale and creamy as a head of glistening Guinness. But having seen, what I deduced was a wrong'un with a gun. I dived on top of her royal loveliness, protecting her God-given sexiness from imminent attack, using the sweaty-heaving bulk of my body.
Aha, I see. And how often did you save her life?
I defended her every day. 52 times daily, to be precise. Mostly when she was wearing the black lacy underwear with red trimming. Since then, sadly, they have transferred me to protecting Princess Horseyface and Prince Noncepots. But having stated to the Sarge that I'd rather strip search Camilla, I am back on the beat, solving crimes.
Right, okay. And what exactly are the festive crimes on the top of your list, I wonder?
Well, for the heinous crime of being offensively fat and bald in a public place.
Uh-huh.
I shall not be arresting you, as that involves effort. Instead, under Section 52 of the Scoffing Mince Pies Without Due Care and Attention Act, I shall be confiscating some yummy illicit goods.
Such as my mince pies?
Illegal.
My turkey?
Illegal.
All of the chocolate?
Most deliciously illegal.
That DVD of Arsenal's greatest goals? Which is 4 hours long, but only if you play it 864 times.
Oh yes, that's so illegal it hurts. And of course, I will need to confiscate that 24-pack of deliciously smooth, icy-cold Guinness, what looks suspiciously tasty. And therefore, under Section Bloody Blah of the Fumpty Fumpty Doobly Doo Officer in Need of Refreshment Act.
Bad news, PCAG.
What's that?
That is Eva's Guinness.
What is it? Shit. On reflection, I am too busy to fight this particular crime today, as, oh look, an urgent call is coming in on the radio. Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango, over. Roger, Alpha Romeo Sierra Echo. Oh, I have received an urgent call to arrest some hoodlums, what is doing no good, at Murphy's Bar, O'Reilly's Pub, and then on at the Gaelic Tavern. Merry Christmas, Baldy!
Oh, well, thank you, PCAG. There goes my restful Christmas. Because, as you can hear, the Kraken is awoken. Good morning, Eva, my sweet. Merry Christmas.
Oh, me f***ing head. It feels like a pig's done a massive shite behind my ears, the little bastard.
May I say, Eva, you look absolutely lovely, my sweetie. I'll just wipe that little bit of sick away, if I may. Ooh, was it a nice kebab?
Oh, thundering wonder c***. How long have I been boozing?
Since Tuesday, my love.
Tuesday? But that's not even a f***ing week.
No, Tuesday last Christmas.
Oh, phew. I thought I was losing my touch. Classic boozing, Eves, classic.
Merry Christmas, my little plum pudding. How was last night?
Oh, holy flange f***s. My head, oh, crushed. From what I can recall, which ain't much, I drank my weight in the egg bombs. I snapped Big Dave's arm in a sumo bout. I bit a rabid dog. I insulted the Pope. I drop-kicked a reality TV star into the sewer where the festering Uber belongs. I stole an ice cream van and crashed it into a school, so I'm hoping those whinging little bastards will actually thank me for it. I got one of my Jimmy Choo shoes wedged up a copper's cat pipe while fist-fighting down at the dog track. And I did a big turd on the top of Nelson's column. Classic Ease Bands, classic.
So, the usual then, my love?
Yeah, pretty much. Bit boring, to be honest. And now, I wake up, and battling crankwackers, I find my butler / slave, mostly slave, is behind with the list of chores I've given him.
I'm sorry, my little love bundle. I was halfway through mixing your breakfast cocktail when the cement mixer broke. The spilt vodka caused a landslide which wiped out an entire village. And as NATO saw this as an act of aggression, they vetoed all of your booze flights out of Russia.
Oh, suffering gun blasters. They can't do this to me. I'm sobering up, for fuck's sake.
Fear not, my sweet. I made you a special Christmas drink. In it comes. This way, lads. It's siphoned from your personal booze lagoon. The green, fizzy one near the toxic waste dump. It's made from rum, sherry, sambuca, battery acid, heroin, napalm, blue wicked, and your favourite, plutonium. With a little cherry on top and a novelty umbrella. Just as you like it, my sweet.
Oh, well done, Mikey Pops. You're a good slave. And before you finish all of your other chores, like waxing my AK-47, polishing my diamond-encrusted gold knuckle dusters, and of course, braiding my arse hair, here is your Christmas present.
Oh, thank you, my love. It's just what I've always wanted. Oh, a bathtub filled with ice and a dodgy Albanian doctor.
Yeah, my liver's f***ed again. So I'm having yours. Merry Christmas and all that. Now, boys, back up the cocktail truck. This way. Gob's open.
So that's my Christmas well and truly done for, folks. Bojo shag the boat silly.
Wah!
Acast fleeced me to fund their drug habit.
Hiya!
PCAG confiscated all of my festive treats.
Under section 42 of the bloody bloody blah.
My beloved Eva has stolen not only my heart, but also my liver so she can booze for another year straight.
Swirling thunder cunts.
And I've got nothing left but a cake, a brew, and my iPad.
And now on BBC Two, as a change to our festive schedule, here's a classic thriller starring Richard Attenborough and John Hurt in 10 Rillington Place.
Oh, brilliant!
Hello, my dear. I wondered if you'd like a nice cup of tea.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And that's it, folks, for the Christmas special and this season of Murderbile. If you enjoyed that, you can support the show by leaving a 5-star review on your favourite podcast platform, by sharing it online, and becoming a Patreon subscriber. Alongside such luminaries as June Horden, Meg Ebner, Jan the Flying Buttress, Shelley Gregory, Kathleen, Umbra, Anthony Koplowitz, and Chloe Cunningham, I thank you all. And a thank you to Sabatino and Lucy Barr, who very kindly sent through donations to the Murdermile Cake Fund via the Murdermile website. And an especially chocolatey treat was sent by Mrs. Greg Davies. Merry Christmas, one and all. And as always, I'll be away finishing the research on next year's cases. But Murdermile will return on Thursday the 9th of February, 2023. So until then, this is Mike from Murdermile, signing off.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.